All right, we'll go ahead and get started with the last presentation. I'll let you introduce yourself, and as soon as you start, I'll start the clock.
Hello, my name is Faisal Hossein Ali. I am a PhD student under the advisory of Dr. Alex Thomason in Biological and Agricultural Engineering Department. I'm going to present our research on fiber quality preservation in lean cleaning, specifically on understanding and modeling fiber friction. I would like to acknowledge the collaboration from Dr. Eric Hakay, Dr. Jane Deaver, Dr. Barnes, and Dr. Batiste. So at the interface of the fiber and grid bar, as you can see in this image, like a bundle of fibers has been already attached to the saw cylinder. So as the saw cylinder rotates, these fibers, they're going to approach the grid bar. And once they approach the grid bar, there's going to be a very intense interaction between fibers and grid bar. So as a result, there's going to be a lot of frictional forces to be applied on the fibers. And the normal forces in this case is going to be the centrifugal forces which is applied to the fibers due to the rotation of the cylinder. So the question is this the machine setting? We know that machine settings are going to affect the extent of the frictional forces, but we need to know if also the inherent fiber physical properties are also going to affect the fiber friction. So there's just very quickly, previous studies on fiber friction, there is this famous model which is going to describe the friction as a function of the normal load, but this model has been developed for individual cotton fibers. So here I can show how it has been derived for the individual fibers. Basically, it's once you substitute the actual normal load and then you have the shear strength, then you can obtain the same formula. And so the objective was basically to understand the variability of the fiber friction and also to establish correlation between fiber physical properties and fiber friction. So this is just a quick overview of our experimental procedure. So in the first set of experiments, we had only 5 samples and we measured the frictional properties of them. So since we had only 5 samples, we applied a wide range of forces, normal loads, and we used 2 sleds, and the sliding velocity was about 10 centimeters per second. So in order to measure the dimensional properties of the fibers, we used SCM. So we took SCM pictures of the fibers, and we did image processing to detect the edges of the fibers. And basically, we computed the ribbon width of the fibers, or the width of the fibers. And also, we had the HVI and AFIS data, and we did ANOVA analysis. In the second set of experiments, we had more samples. We have 48 samples. So basically, we applied a smaller number of the normal loads, and we have 15 reps. And for this wider number of samples, we had HVI data. And at the end, I did multiple linear regression and ANOVA analysis. So compared to the first of experiments, the second was 48 samples, much more number of samples. And in order to validate our empirical data, I also developed a model to theoretically validate the relationship between dimensional properties of the fibers and fiber friction. So this program is very simple concept. So it takes the mass of the fiber and the distributions of the length, radius, and maturity. In the first section, it computes the number of fibers in the assembly for that mass, and also the contact area of that assembly. So just quickly how it measures the contact area. So we know that the fibers has this is like a hollow cylinder. So the hollowness depends on the maturity. But once it's dehydrated, it gets flattened. And the cross-section looks like a kidney. And once it's compressed under the lateral normal load, it will deform elastically, and then we can measure the maximum contact area for each individual fiber. Once we have the bundle of the fibers, we basically sum up all these forces together, all these, and we measure the overall contact area of that bundle. So basically, the idea is to develop a three-dimensional space where each vector represents a length and radius and maturity. And for that, every single point in that space, we measure the number of fibers in that assembly and also the contact area. So it's basically similar to the property structure relationship type of model. So just look at go to the results, and here are the distribution of the fiber friction as shown by a box plot for each normal load and sample. So for example, here you can see that, you know, for all samples, sample A and B, they're all higher in friction. So, and we fit the simple regression model, which forced to pass through origin to all the friction and normal load data. So we measure the friction coefficient for all samples. So since we had two sleds with two different apparent contact area, we had two friction coefficient. So here are the results. So basically, the friction coefficient was kind of higher for the smaller sled, but interestingly, they had the same ranking, which shows how reliable our technique is. So as I mentioned, we also had the AFIS data for these samples. So this is just the distributions of the maturity for each sample, and the numbers on the top shows the immature fiber content for each sample. We also had the length distribution for each sample, and the numbers on the top shows that the short fiber content for each sample, and we also had the fineness distribution for each sample, and the numbers shows the average fineness for each sample. So once you have this data, we can look at the friction as a function of these variables. And you can see that the negative relationship exists between all these samples, between these all variables. And the strongest one is the relationship between length and friction. So in order to also measure the dimensional properties, you also use SEM. And using the SEM, we measure the width of each fiber. And basically, we measure these are the average width for each sample. And something was very interesting, that these results were in agreement with the AFIS fineness readings. So basically, it shows that the sample A and B, they had wider width, wider ribbon width, and lower linear density. And sample C and E, they had lower ribbon width and higher linear density. So that basically shows that sample A and B, they had a thinner cell wall, and sample C and D, E has a thicker cell wall. So as I mentioned, we also did this modeling approach to validate the relationship between fiber dimensional properties and fiber friction. So this is just the results from our modeling, and this is just one plot, but you can see different views. For example, under this plot, you can see that the variation in the contact area as a function of, for example, length, maturity, and radius, once the length is constant. So and all of them have the same mass. I did the same thing with the fiber number of the fibers in the sample. So it's basically the same plot, but you know, you can see different views. For example, you can see the number of the fibers for given mass once the length is constant, and the maturity and the radius are varying. So the results basically shows that for assemblies with more immature fibers and a smaller radius, fibers are associated with a higher contact area and a higher number of fibers in the structure. So these are in agreement with the AFIS result that I showed before. So, but let's see what other relationship we can get from these awesome data that we had. So we had AFIS and HVI data. So here is the relationship between the friction and the Markowner as being obtained from the HVI. So as you can see, there is a negative relationship between the Mach Rönner and the friction. We know Mach Rönner is basically is a measure of the flow rate to a known mass of the fiber. So according to the Darcy law, we have this equation. We know that the flow rate is related to the inversely related to the specific surface area, and for the cotton fiber, the specific surface area is inversely related to the theta, to the maturity and fineness, and both of them that shows that the dependency of the friction to the fiber orientation and the fiber dimension. So basically, we can conclude that higher Mach Rönner is related to the lower specific surface area and lower real contact area and friction. So also, we can look at the relationship between the friction and the and plus p value. What is plus p value? Plus p value is just a measure of the yellowness. And we think that the plus p is related to the extent of the wax on the fiber surface. Because the extracted cotton is yellow in color, and also you can see that the Brushwood data and El Moghazi study, they have also seen the same type of relationship between friction and the plus p value. Another relationship that we saw was between friction and the short fiber content. So short fiber content indicates the propensity to break of the fibers. And so fibers with higher friction have greater propensity to break during processing. So in general, we can say that the higher natural lubricity as can be understood from the plus P related to the lower friction and lower short fiber content, and also ease of the fiber separation. So this slide just shows that the mechanism of the friction at the nanoscale, like what will happening at the interface of the fiber when it slides on the metallic plate. So friction is a complex phenomena, and we have to understand that once we have a lubricant layer, it reduces the friction between the surfaces. So once we factor affecting the shear strength of the waxy layer are fatty acid hydrocarbon chain length, film viscosity, waxy layer thickness, temperature, applied load, and starting velocity and lubricity and humidity. So let's look at I have only three more slides and I will finish. So this is the result for the 48 cotton varieties and we measured them. So this is the variability in fiber friction. So the p-value was very small. That shows that at least one of the samples was significantly different compared to the other samples with high level of confidence. So the same thing we did with the 6 sample here, we did with the 48 samples. We measured the friction coefficient and for the 48 samples, and here is the distribution of the friction coefficient. And the mean value was slightly higher compared to the previous samples, which were card fibers and more aligned fibers. These are just randomly oriented fibers. So that just shows that the effect of the orientation on the friction of the fibers. So also this is the results from the multiple regression analysis. So the predictors are the HVI properties, and the independent variables are in the one model, it's fiber coefficient, for friction coefficient, and the other one is the fiber friction. So the R square for the friction force was 0.5, and for the friction coefficient was 0.71. So these models are not for prediction, they're just to look at the relationships. But the same as the 6-5 samples, we also see the relationship between plus P and friction, Mach Rönner and friction, and in addition, bundle elongation and friction. So here is just if you want to look at the relationship between fiber friction coefficient and elongation and plus p value. And I have only 40 seconds to finish. So the conclusion, I want to say that the sliding friction experiment were conducted on fiber assemblies. We measured the fiber friction coefficient, and we had the SCM and AFIS and HVI results, and SCM and AFIS were in agreement. So, and then we have the first set of experiments. We have 5 samples, and we obtain this relationship between the friction and other variables. And Also, we saw the relationship between the friction and the plasticity, and friction and short fiber content. And for the second set of experiments, we had 48 samples, and we saw the relationship between the friction and macroner and elongation and the plus P value. So that basically proves that the friction is a complex phenomenon and has the adhesion mechanism, deformation and lubrication. And fiber simulation model was also explained the same results. I would like to acknowledge Cut Incorporated for providing funding for this study. And we also like to thank to Texas A&M Microscopy and Imaging Center. And also thanks to the DuPont Chin Wan for conducting these experiments. Thank you so much. Any question? Yes. Okay. Yeah. Are you talking about the 48 samples or the five? Yes, 48 samples were the mix of the experimental strains and the commercial varieties. So we had both of them. It was a irrigated a small trial study, and we obtained samples from that study. No. A small plot trial, yes, exactly.
We're doing this student paper presentation over there, but very good job with this. If anybody has any questions and wants to discuss them.